Israeli military operations targeting Hezbollah have clearly shown that Israeli intelligence, particularly the Mossad, is capable of infiltrating Hezbollah on both human and technological levels. This level of infiltration has made assassination attempts and bombing successful, as demonstrated by the assassination of military commander Fouad Shoukr, the explosions of rigged beepers and walkie-talkies, and the elimination of members of the Al-Radwan force, including its leader, Ibrahim Akil. According to a military expert, Israeli forces now possess a vast capability to gather information and data, a stark contrast to the situation during the July 2006 war when they had only 300 targets in their database. Today, they have thousands of targets they can engage with speed and precision. This military expert notes that the Israelis collect information through various means, including espionage and surveillance technologies, along with analyzing data from images and sounds from a variety of sources. They also gather on-the-ground intelligence in the targeted environment, combining technical tools with human resources. This aspect was critical in the operation involving the rigged communication devices, which required direct communication between a Hezbollah intermediary and the explosive device operator. The Israelis have gone beyond merely developing methods and tools for gathering information, they have also refined the analysis process using technology and artificial intelligence to ensure the accuracy and relevance of this data for any planned intelligence operations. Furthermore, they can address any shortcomings in this process by collaborating with Western intelligence agencies. These factors combined allowed Israel to effectively execute its recent operation against the leadership of the Al-Radwan force. Given the rationale behind Israeli strikes on Hezbollah, the group should have implemented stringent measures to protect the confidentiality of the meeting taking place in a basement between Ibrahim Akil and about a dozen military leaders, particularly regarding its location and timing, especially since it occurred just one day after the explosions of the booby-trapped communication devices. This meeting followed the promise made by Hezbollah's Secretary General, Hassan Nasrallah, to prepare reprisals, which were under consideration by a select group. Consequently, it is plausible that this gathering was part of that context, and the critical nature of using any form of communication likely compelled the participants to convene in one location. In this context, it is noteworthy that Israeli media reported the decision to strike the individuals gathered on Friday was made within hours, both politically and militarily, as soon as the information was received. Additionally, it's important to point out that Ibrahim Akil had just been released from the hospital that morning after being treated for injuries from the explosion of a booby-trapped pager or walkie-talkie.